Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. It's been a hot minute since we've had a guest on The Pleasure Zone, and guess what? We have a guest. And it's almost been as hot a minute since I've had a guest as since this guest has been on. It's almost that long. I've had a few guests since you were on last, but not that many. I like just went solo. I'm like, I'm just going to play with myself all the time here on The Pleasure Zone. And I just went a little kooky. And then this will be an interesting one, guys. Patty hasn't been interviewed in a while. I haven't interviewed in a while. Welcome to us hanging out because I haven't seen her in like 5 years, and we're going to chat about what's going on new in her life. If you guys don't know who Patty is, Patty's been on the show before. If you haven't seen the Netflix special she was on where she was dancing on the S curve, I think it was called.
Nice.
Yeah. You missed it. But go, I think it's still up there. I don't know.
It is. Strip down, rise up, actually.
Strip down, rise up. Yeah, go watch that.
Yeah.
The woman teaches the S curve, right? The one that was the...
Yes, S factor is the feminine embodiment practice that the whole film is pretty much based on and features throughout the whole film.
Yeah, so you guys might be hearing Patty right now if you're just listening on audio. You might be seeing her. Some of you might not recognize her because she's only been on video once with me before, because the other time she was on, guess what, it was so long ago, we didn't even have the magic that is video. Well, I mean, it was available on the planet, we just didn't have it on our shows at the time. So as I'm talking to you guys, I just discovered something on my computer, and I'm like so thrilled anyhow. So it's like, ooh, I'm having a moment to myself. So I want to tell you guys all about Patty. So Patty Alfonso is an erotic priestess. Let's just check out that title. It's freaking awesome. Erotic priestess. Yes. Embodiment guide and creator of Embody Her, a private mentorship journey for women ready to live from the wisdom of their bodies. She has over 20 years of experience in embodiment. She's 22. She started at age two. No.
Thank you.
In embodiment and energy. Yes. She guides women into a mature integration of pleasure, power, and truth. So you know what, guys? We know that she's like a total fit, right? She's known as the orgasmic body whisperer. Patty's work bridges the erotic and the sacred through a trauma-aware, body-led approach rooted in erotic innocence. Isn't that a great word, combo of words, guys? Erotic innocence. Mm-hmm. Her core teachings invite women to remember that nothing is missing and the body already knows the way. So first things first, Patty, when you wrote to me, normally I have rejected so many guests in the last year and a half. I'm like, no, I've rejected so many people that when you wrote, I was like, yeah, let's do this. And then I'm like, what kind of crack am I smoking? Because I haven't interviewed in so long. I've been so like deeply involved in research and then bringing the research to the show that I was like, nobody is interfering in my research time.
And then I came along.
Yes. But the funny thing is, I don't see you for 5 years, but we're running like this parallel path. So it's really, really cool. Especially, you know, not just like I got your bio and I saw some of your updates, and then I checked out your website to see some of the updates there. I'm like, okay, we've been high-fiving, twinning the last 5 years, like going through stuff, just learning things. Indeed. So very cool. And I think part of it is there's a calling right now on the planet to become more trauma aware and to realize how much trauma has affected the way that we present ourselves in our life, especially in relationships, in relationship to our bodies and ourselves, and how we are erotic. And if we're, and if we choose not to be, and how that impacts all of that. So I've got a book coming out.
Ooh.
Like really soon. And,
oh, I'm excited.
And so much of this is so integrated, because so much of it has to do with, you know, how we can regulate our nervous systems so that we can have actually be present rather than having performance. And I noticed in one of your little write-ups about that, and I was like, oh yeah, we're going to talk about this. Okay, so I am so going to let you talk, because I'm so used to talking by myself for an hour at myself, to the rest of you, that I need to just like chill and let you talk. So A, thank you for coming. And mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing your erotic priestess presence to the show. And I would love to know, what was it that you went, you know what, I haven't been interviewed in a long time, I'm going to choose Milica. Why not?
You know, I knew that it would be a perfect match. I mean, when I was really looking at how am I going to be with my business this time around, and I love deep, meaningful conversations. I love podcasting. It's just the deepest way that I like to communicate with people and to talk to people about what I'm doing. And really, you're my like breakout show. Just because I knew that we had the same beliefs about the body, the same just feelings about pleasure and the body and magic and sexuality and sex and all of that. And I just knew that it would be a perfect fit. So thank you for saying yes. I was so happy when you replied so quickly. I was like, yeah, I knew it. And I love like the piece around pleasure as performance and moving away from that and having pleasure in our bodies for our own pleasure. We were just joking before we went live, because I also do pole dancing, which is S factor. And we were laughing about, you know, me having a pole in the background and doing pole dancing during the commercial breaks. And I made a joke, but it's so true. Like, I would do that for my own pleasure, not as a way to perform for others, but as a way to reconnect to myself and reconnect to my body for me, not for anyone else. So I want to address what you said before, which is this title, Erotic Priestess.
That's a great title.
And that is part of what my journey has been over the last 5 years. And I've always worked with women, right? Empowering them to live orgasmically. And now the piece that I feel has deepened my experience of that and my expression of this work is in empowering women to be connected with their sensuality, their sexuality, and their spirituality. Whereas I feel like a lot of, you know, pleasure and all of that, that performance that goes outward, right? And we're always looking outward for something, but really switching that into being poured into. Mm-hmm. From the universe, the cosmos, the divine, whatever word anyone wants to use, it doesn't really matter to me, but really allowing that erotic energy, that erotic essence, that erotic innocence to be alive in our bodies and to be poured into us so that we are being on this planet like from an overflow of energy. So I feel like a lot of what's happening in the planet now, obviously, well,
There's some things going on.
So much happening.
Some of those teachers of divine feminine are being caught with their pants down.
Yes. Yes. And it is absolutely time for the divine feminine to come from the feminine.
Yes.
From the feminine body, from the feminine, and from a really balanced place of not only like the expression of the divine feminine, but also being able to hold yourself in the container of the divine masculine within. Yeah. So that's really what my work is about, is really empowering women. And I also work with men, but really we as women need to come together on this planet and just really balance that inner masculine and that inner feminine. And so the priestess piece, right, is all about being in communion with the divine feminine and following that path of just reclamation, of rediscovering yourself and your body, right, in total pleasure.
I love it. I feel like it's like as if we're traveling back, you know, 2,000-3,000 years. We're headed back to the island of Lesbos, and we're just creating the entire planet of let's hang out as women and just like be sensual together. We're all going to be lesbians, all of us.
You know, I have thought about it, but I have to say I love men. I love men too much. My body loves men. Yeah. I honor the divine masculine. I honor the masculine that can hold space and be with the feminine and worship the feminine as she needs to be worshipped in order to flourish in safety, in love, in honoring, right? All of those things that we are now seeing, this underbelly of darkness, right? Yeah. Rising up and all of these things being discovered. And it's just so important for the lightness to come as well, right? For the lightness to rise so that we're not all stuck in the muck of the dark. And yay for everything being exposed right now and everything being revealed and holding the lightness at the same time.
I think that disparity that between the dark and the light, maybe not, because they can often be quite close, but I think what I've noticed is that there are even more of the kind gentlemen coming to step mm-hmm. up and go, yeah, this is not acceptable, right? And these were not necessarily always men who would have stepped up and said something. So and they might not be saying it publicly, but they might be saying it at home where they never said anything before. So yeah, I think we definitely are in some kind of there's got to be something astrological going on. I think there's, you know, some kind of like wild roller coaster ride we've got for a bit until everybody goes, oh, now we're here. Now yeah. we're at its new space and we don't have to have our nervous systems going erratic 24/7.
Right. And I think that we're definitely headed towards, and it's happening now, we're headed towards real balance.
Yeah.
Real balance. Between the feminine and the masculine. No more of this power over yeah. from either of us, right?
Yes, like, yeah.
It's really about both of us working together, that balance within and then that reflection of balance out in the world. I mean, in the last 5 years, I have met more men who desire to worship the feminine than any other time in my life. So all of this darkness, all of this underbelly being revealed is calling forward those of us that, you know, have a different way of being on this planet, a way that is more around communion and communication and honoring both of us. I think that's so important. This isn't about the feminine rising and taking over and, you know, fuck the men or whatever. No, it's about both of us rising together, understanding our differences, loving our differences, and using our differences to work together.
I love that. So you've mentioned some words that people are probably like, what is that? What is erotic innocence to you?
Ah, erotic innocence. Oh my gosh. I have to tell you that when I started 5 years ago pondering and asking questions about the next phase of my business, these words came to me and I had the same response. I was like, what? Erotic innocence? Like, who puts those words together? So then I began this journey into discovering what that is. At first, of course, I was like, whatever, that's weird. Uh-huh. I don't know what you're talking about, universe. But as I kept on, let's break it down. Erotic, life force energy. It's the energy that animates our bodies. It's the energy that is available in everything and everyone. Innocence, I like to use the words curiosity, wonder, awe, passion, right? So when you put those words together, it's about approaching your eroticism with curiosity, wonder, passion, and awe. And erotic innocence is actually, it's the original essence of who you are. It's that energy of you when you decided to come to this planet. And you're like, oh my gosh, I totally want to go to Earth and I want to experience all of these things. I want to have a body and I want to feel everything that is available to feel. So to me, that's erotic innocence. Before life happened, before shit hit the fan, before trauma, before the experiences that made you think that you had to shut yourself down, before the experiences that made you think that you were too much, before the experiences that overwhelmed your system. That is the energy of erotic innocence. It is the pure life force energy that is actually available to all of us.
When you were talking about that, you know, before the trauma, I could like sense and feel like there are people who are like, well, you know, I was sexually abused when I was like 3 months old. So when does it really start?
Yeah.
But I do feel like we are born with it. It is our essence.
100%. We are 100% born with it. There's actually two, I'm going to softly use the word levels, but that's not really the word, but it'll come to me. Yeah. There's the erotic innocence that you came with, that you were born with before all of that. Mm-hmm. And then there's the erotic innocence that is earned. Earned isn't the right word either. It's the erotic innocence that arises after you've done the work.
Yes.
Right? So it's not earned. Scratch that. It's the erotic innocence that arises after you've done the work and you've gotten in touch with yourself and you've stripped away all of the shit that doesn't belong to you. You've stripped away all of the conditioning, all of the beliefs, and you've come into real, true communion with yourself today, who you are now, moving forward, who you want to be in the future. So there's two different ways of being with this energy, but it is definitely an energy that we're all blessed with. And one thing that I want to say around it is that what I've noticed is that it's also an energy that's really judged.
Oh, yeah.
And shamed, right? So some of the other words that I've seen to sort of describe this energy is gullible. Mm. Oh my gosh, my brain is perimenopausal blanking. Gullible. It's an energy that we need to ignite people into. Yeah. Protecting.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Instead of taking advantage of it, it's an energy that we, the divine masculine and the divine feminine, especially right now, are being called to protect, not to shame it, right? Like, oh, what were you doing there? What were you thinking? You know, why'd you do that? That was dumb. No. Our innocence, our shyness, our, you know, awe of the world, our curiosity of the world, that energy needs to be protected and taken care of so that we can continue to have it in our bodies, so that it can continue to permeate through everything that we do.
It's like nurturing it the way you would a child. We're actually going to head to our first commercial break because time flies when you're having fun, kids. So you're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back with our guest, Patty Alfonso, after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@milicajelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. For those of you watching on video, for some reason today I'm going cross-eyed. I don't know what's going on, but it's all good. This isn't a normal thing, but I'm having this really weird experience. So anyway,
that's today. You with erotic innocence.
And it's rewiring. So good times. If you just heard that voice, that is Patty Alfonso, and she's our guest today on the Pleasure Zone. Erotic priestess, yummy, yummy, pole dancer extraordinaire, brings it, healer, you know, all the good stuff.
All the things.
So we were talking just before the break about erotic innocence. And in the last couple of years, and I think the universe was tapping into your consciousness. And then all of a sudden, there's these words, right? There's all these like new words out in the sex and intimacy world, right? And erotic innocence, erotic intelligence. There's all these terms now that are out in the world that we didn't really talk about before. Because for some reason, well, for I know a lot of reasons we don't talk about erotic anything, is there's just been a lot of shame. And when you were talking earlier about getting back to that like childlike wonder with erotic innocence, to me that is like where we have, you know, seen the shame and we're like, yeah, you don't control me anymore. Mm-hmm. We've seen the blame and we've seen all these things about ourselves or that have been projected onto us. And we're like, yeah, you don't control me anymore. And I get to step into my play. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, like, I am like a total nerd goof. Like my house is full of actual toys, not just sex toys, but like I have puppets and I have my like doll from when I was like 9 and she sits on the sofa and she talks to the whole family because I'm a nerd. Everything turns into a puppet in this house and everything dances and it's all puppets and they all dance, like all of them. So I am like, when I tell people that, you know, you got to bring play into your life, I'm not just talking about play with people, like the innocence of being playful. Yeah. Is incredibly helpful and it can do things for you that you don't even realize. You'll probably be like, well, that's really goofy and weird, but you know what it does? It helps usually to heal the inner child that wasn't allowed to be the inner child. Yeah. Where you had to step up and be the grown up, or stuff happened and then your innocence was stripped from you. So this invites you to bring that inner child back. And everybody in my house, you know, my husband's inner child is full front. You know, my 18-year-old's inner child is full front. Like nobody hides the inner child in this house. It's all like, and we can all be adults and do the adulting things we need to do. And then there's a point in the night where everybody's like, all right, we're just going to play. And out come the dolls and I make things dance. And we just turn into a whole pile of goofs. And I think that's like, for me, we all need a way to be able to return to that innocence yeah. of ourselves. So when you're working with people, Patty, like what are some of the things you find? Like, do you find people struggle with that concept of like, I can just go play?
Absolutely. We have forgotten how to play. And I love that you bring this into your household, because one of the things that I have noticed in working with my clients is that when you dive into rediscovering your erotic innocence, one of the byproducts of that is like the joy of awareness. So I love that you're bringing in joy. And I find that, yes, when you peel away the shame or the guilt or all of that, what you're left with is the pure essence of joy that's available. And one of the things that I work with my clients is what I like to call like the 3 A's. Of awareness. I mean, the 3 A's to change anything. The first A is awareness, right? Yeah. So being willing to be aware of what you're doing, what you're choosing, what's happening. And then in that awareness, if you give yourself a little bit of allowance, right? Mm. So that means being aware of what's going on without judging yourself for it. maybe you reacted in a way that you didn't want to react to something, or maybe there's a pattern that you've been trying to break and you keep doing it and then you did it again, right? So in that moment, if you have some allowance for yourself, like, oh, wow, look at me, right? And you add a little bit of joy, a little bit of like curiosity and wonder, oh my gosh, what was that? Why did I do that again? Or what's going on? Look at me, I'm so cute doing this again. Awareness, allowance. And then when you're in that space of not judging yourself, and maybe you're playing with it, right? Maybe you're having a little bit of fun with yourself, then you can take a different action, right? So the joy of awareness can play out in every area of your life. And reminding yourself how to play is so important. I usually also tell my clients, like, just like you said, you have little things around your house that bring you joy. Unfortunately, because of the reality that we live in and all the stuff that's going on, we have to make it a practice to cultivate joy in your life. So what are the things that make you laugh? You know, what are the things that remind you, like, look at this little pencil right here. I'm just looking at this.
Is it Kermit?
I don't know what this is, but it's hysterical. I just saw it from the corner of my eye. And you have to have things like this around your home so that when you look at them, they remind you to just not take yourself so seriously, to not take everything so seriously, and to really cultivate joy. I was working with a couple that, you know, for some reason, the woman in the couple had a lot more fluency with joy, but the man tended to kind of go really melancholy all the time. And I really worked with him on like finding joy for himself, because when you have that joy, you can cultivate so many more things than if you're just like down in the dumps all of the time, you know. And this isn't about like bypassing anything, because, you know, if you have grief or you're sad about something, or you have rage about something, first of all, you can cultivate pleasure in those emotions as well.
100%.
You can cultivate like pleasure and joy in like feeling your grief deeply, feeling your rage deeply. This is really where I bring in like the sensual feminine movement with my classes, like moving that energy through your body, finding the pleasure in that. And then once you make it through that, you usually have a lot more joy available. A lot more of your erotic innocence returns. People usually, they're like, you're so happy. Like, what is that? And I'm like, yeah, because I have traversed the depths of my sorrow and the depths of my grief. I have gone through the underworld, faced my demons, made peace with them, cleared them, you know, like all the things, so that I could have all of this joy available.
And yeah, so you're talking about, you know, movement for that. And if you look culturally, like cross-culturally, if you look at, so I was a folk dancer for a number of years. I did like Serbian folk, and I'm just getting back to it because where I live now, we can access it again. It was far away, and it's done in groups and circles and whatever. And it's weird to do it alone, but I can. But one of the things that if you look cross-culturally and you look at like dances throughout the world, people dance in motion.
Yeah,
they just do. And sometimes it looks regimented, but even when you've been given choreography, you put feeling into it, your body expresses it and it heals through dance so much. So yeah, it's such a great movement is such a great method for healing.
It's so important. And the movement that I, you know, with S Factor and the sensual feminine movement, it really is about moving those emotions. Our emotions and the things that we're not ready to deal with get stuck in our body. And I love this about our body, because to me, it's like your body taking care of you until you're ready and resourced enough to like be with whatever is arising. It's going to live in your body. And so with the sensual feminine movement, we kind of wring out the muscles and wring out everything so that it arises in a container that is safe, that is held, so that you can release it. I think movement is, I mean, I love it. It's been my medicine for 20 years. So
yeah, I love that. We're going to head to our next commercial soon because for some reason time doesn't exist, and that's cool. And we'll come back.
Thank goodness we have our little timer over here reminding us, because we would be off talking.
3.5 hours later, and we're being told to stop, and then the music happens, and we're just staying on. So, guys, you're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. You could be listening to it from over 70 different locations, plus. I can't even remember anymore, but thank you for listening. And we have our special guest today, Patty Alfonso, and we'll be returning to talk a little bit more with her about orgasmic energy and erotic innocence after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, sweet pleasure seekers. You guys are sticking around, which is great. I love that. Yay. We're talking all about erotic innocence today and energetic orgasms. And it was really funny because when Patty had written to say, hey, do you want to have me on as a guest? And I'm like, sure, actually, yes, because I haven't had a guest on in over a year and a half. And I've actually rejected several people, so sorry if those people are listening, but I don't feel like they were, so that's why I said no. But, and also the vibe wasn't there. Anyhow, one of the funny things is I responded to her. I said, oh yeah, we love talking about energetic organs on here. And I'm like, what? But the weird part is like, in my practice, I kind of do talk about that. I'm like, you know what? We're just, you know, where you're missing that organ, we're going to throw in a holotropic organ and we're just going to make it energetic and you're not going to have any problems there. Is that what you need it? So kind of, I'm like, I kind of do talk about energetic organs in a way, but not on here. So, but now we did. There you go. But organs, orgasms. And we have talked about it, but you know, I think everybody who talks about energetic orgasms has their own take on it. So I would love to hear yours, because that was one of the things that you were like, hey, let's talk about this. I'm like, okay, let's.
Energetic orgasms, my favorite. my take on it. So I think that we have been mostly trained, and what we mostly see, like in the movies and in the culture, is a very intense clitoral orgasm where you rub, get there.
15 minutes, there you go, right?
Yeah. And energetic orgasms are First of all, everyone can have these. It's just a matter of practicing, and it's a matter of attuning your sensitivities to the energies around you. People who can have energetic orgasms can usually have an orgasm without even being touched. So it's really about expanding your energy field, getting so in tune with the energetics of what's around you that the energy can come and tickle your molecules and you can have an orgasm. It's a very different sensation than like a clitoral orgasm mm-hmm. or a cervical orgasm. For me, it feels in my body like a rippling of like this wave of energy that I also feel in my body, but it's also really just like way out here. Mm-hmm. And for me, it feels like having sex with the entire universe. That is how I would describe energetic orgasms. And to me and my body and how my body loves to receive pleasure, those are sometimes even more pleasurable than the clitoral orgasms. They also can last a lot longer, right? Because it's waves of pleasure and waves of orgasmic energy that can come in a big wave, and then you feel into that wave, and then another wave can mm-hmm. come, and another wave can come. So it just, they last longer, they feel a lot more delicious. I mean, I like me a good clitoral orgasm as well, don't get me wrong. I like them all. I like all kinds of orgasms.
You're not picky about the orgasms.
You know, but it is really just experiencing pleasure for the sake of just having pleasure. When you don't have a goal and you don't have like this thing that you're trying to get to, then there's a lot more pleasure available in a lot more different places than just, you know, your penis or your clitoris. So there's like 8 million nerve endings all over our body, all of them waiting to be activated with pleasure. And so our ability to experience and have pleasure is so limitless that sometimes it makes me really sad what I see in the movies, because I'm like, oh dear, that was it.
So limited. But the way, so for those of you who are out there going, that's so woo-woo, the thing is, if you've ever walked across a carpet and you went to touch something and there's like that static that happens before you touch something, it can often feel quite like that static, but maybe not so spiky. But it's the fact that you can sense the connection and you can feel that there is like, there's something there, right? It's tangible and it's truly real. As much as you might think it's woo, it's because you haven't tried it yet.
Well, and also
that's
like,
just the fact of it. You haven't experienced it yet.
Yeah, you haven't experienced it yet. We're not taught about it. It's not what you see in the culture. It's not what you see, certainly not what you see in porn. It's not what you see in the movies. But also, you can have a food orgasm.
Yes.
Foodgasms, right? If anyone has ever eaten something so freaking delicious that your whole body lights up, that's a little piece of it too. Listen, I've had orgasmic energy like while I'm peeing in the bathroom.
I have too, since I was little, in fact.
Yeah.
Like really little, like 4 or 5. And I would just be like the relief and the joy. Mm-hmm. Like, but I also was that kid. Like I would hold on to my pee to the very last second. Cause I, you know, I think I also loved the torture of that. Like there was something very kinky, like it's like born a little kinky. And I was like, I'm going to hold on to my pee until I almost pee my pants. And then I'm almost going to pee my pants and then I'm going to make it. And oh my God, I made it. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, and then your whole body just responds to that intensity because it's so intense.
Yes. Now we're going into the kinky side of sex. But I want to say for energetic orgasms, like I'm tuning into the body that, let's say, is sometimes overwhelmed mm-hmm. by like a lot of energy coming your way or a lot of sexual energy coming your way, and you get like fritzed or overwhelmed or like pleasure stops out of nowhere. That is actually the kind of body that is really receptive to energetic orgasms. They just have to slow down.
Yeah.
Right. And people who are receptive to energetic orgasms, they need like a lot of space. right, in their interaction with sexual energy or with energy in general. Mm-hmm. They just need more space, right? And if you're kind of having the like clitoral stimulation and the intensity and you're like, oh, I can't come, right? Then you're not relaxing into the pleasure, right? So I think we're all capable of energetic orgasms. We just have to attune our sensitivity to receive that. I also think that energetic orgasms are really connected to erotic innocence.
Absolutely. So and the need for an outcome, right? So as soon as you throw that, I must give you an orgasm, I'm like, can we walk away from this?
Yes.
Because there's no more play or curiosity, and there's no discovery. So there's no actual connection or presence. But if you're with me and you don't care whether I have an orgasm or not, cool, I'm good. Now I'm good. But if you have to prove your manhood and your penis through my body, it's not going to work for me at all. Like, just forget about it.
I love that. If you approach, and I'm just going to add to what you're saying, because the goal orientation of trying to get the orgasm is actually what kills the orgasm.
Yeah.
And if you approach this, the erotic innocence energies, right? Curiosity, wonder, awe, passion, and you're really soft in those energies, then the energetic orgasm is going to be more available.
Yeah. Masters and Johnson talked about like, just take sex off the table. And yeah, it was like one of their best pieces of insight they ever had.
Take penetration off the table for a little while. Penetration. Take penetrative sex off the table and see what you can discover pleasure-wise. Like, what other parts of your body can give you pleasure? I know people that like this little part here, by just like gently touching here, this is very orgasmic. I actually found a little orgasmic portal right here the other day that I was like, oh, I didn't know that was there, right? So if you just slow down and tune into pleasure and sensation in the present moment without having to go anywhere, then energetic orgasms are going to become more available.
I remember having an orgasm the first time I like French kissed a guy. And I was like, I was like 15, right? So, and I had had orgasms on my own before that, but I was kind of in shock that like nothing had to touch me for that to, like, there was mouth contact, but I didn't, like, they don't show that in the movies, right? Like, you can actually have that happen.
Yeah.
So that ripple affected for months, because we lived in different provinces. So I didn't even like see the guy for like a long time after. We wrote letters. It was the 90s. So we couldn't afford phone calls. They cost like a week's work, you know?
Right.
So it was like intense, and it was very, and there's that anticipation, right? There's some like anticipation is so sexy for me, but it doesn't mean that it's sexy for everyone. But part of my like erotic blueprint is energetic, right? So that is a thing for me, and it isn't like necessarily for everybody, but I do think we all have the capacity to enjoy all of the erotic blueprint.
Yes.
Not that, you know, but one might be primary. So
yeah. I'm energetic and sensual.
Yeah.
And what you were just talking about, like the space, the distance, right? Because they were really far away. And so that distance creates that like magnetic kind of energy that is orgasmic to the body. I love that.
Yeah, it's wild. And I find that's true too. Like, even if I go away for a weekend, all of a sudden, my husband gets way hornier, and I'm like, what? Like, I'm not even there, dude. Like, why? Why does this happen every time I go away?
So, I love long distance relationships for that reason.
Yeah.
Because you have all of that space between the time that you see each other, and all of that energy is building. And if you're flirting, and if you're, you know, texting, and it's all building, so that when you come together, like, it's like, it's built up for so long. Like, how could you not have an energetic orgasm after that?
Yes, exactly. It's I think it's such a dynamic way to relate to people.
Yeah.
And the fact that then you also become more in tune also with your own space versus with somebody, like sometimes when you get in a relationship with somebody, you get so intermingled that you can't distinguish yourself anymore. But when you do have that space, you can really feel yourself compared to them and note what's yours.
Yeah. This is what I love about working with the erotic blueprints, because it takes you into sexual sovereignty.
Yeah.
Like, who are you as a sexual creature without anyone else first? Like, what's in you? What's in your body? And then we'll take it into what's in partnership.
Yeah.
So I love that you brought the erotic blueprints into this conversation.
It's because I saw it too on your, on your website, and I was like, yes, it's such great work. It was, I think it might've had a slightly different name when it first came out, but when I was doing, the sex and intimacy, coaching course that I took, the creator of the erotic blueprint,
Jaya,
she had a workshop in there, and her partner was there. And I was like, this is effing genius. How is it that this is just in the world now? Like, how is it that we went through thousands of years and nobody talked about this until now?
Patriarchy and disempowering us in our sexuality, but it's time. It's time to bring it back.
The answer is usually the patriarchy. I was just watching something today. Here's a quick something, but I was just watching something today where a guy was saying he was in a room of a bunch of people, and somebody had asked, you know, to the men in the audience, who would want to have a baby? And him, out of like 100 men, was the only one who raised their hand. So he was specifically asked, why would you want that? He's like, well, I want to know the joy that all these women talk about. Wow. He's like, it's the most unique experience you can have on the planet. Why would I not want to have that? And he realized after that, he's like, I get why men put women down and why the patriarchy exists, is because the jealousy that men have around birthing. And I was like,
wow,
freaking got it, guy. Amazing. That's exactly what he's like. They know it's magic and they want it and they can't have it. So
it's literally what connects us to the magic of the cosmos.
Yeah. So that was pretty cute. We have our next commercial to grow to and go to. So when we come back, Patty, I'm going to get you to let people know how to connect with you and a whole bunch of other stuff, because we are going to have a few minutes there.
Yeah.
Talk about some things, but just a reminder, I want to make sure people know how to get in contact with you. And also, you have a book out too.
I have several books out, but my new one will be coming in the next year.
Cool. So everyone, you're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial with our guest, Patty.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we've got our guest, Patty Alfonso. We're talking about energetic orgasms, erotic innocence. We threw in some erotic blueprint. We're just talking about all things yummy. And before we dive in too much about all those topics again, can you just share with us, Patty, about how people can get a hold of you, what great things you've put out in the world, what you're offering the world right now?
Yes, thank you so much. So here's the thing. That rediscovering your erotic innocence isn't going to happen by like continuously consuming information. That is why I like to offer a one-on-one session. So to all of your listeners, those of you that are here still listening, you are my people. What we're going to do in this session is that you're going to share with me wherever it is that you're feeling stuck in your life, whether it's sex, relationship, health, your career, whatever is happening. And then you're going to share with me what it is that you actually desire. And then you're going to get to experience my signature energetic awakening of being. Mm. This is a clearing, energetic clearing session so that you can reconnect to your erotic innocence right here and right now, which is so important. Okay. Then after the session, I guarantee that you are going to feel grounded and expansive at the same time. And you're going to have the space to start making new choices in your current situation, which is actually what's going to create even more for your life. So I'm offering these sessions at 50% off, and you can click the link in the show notes or in the chat, wherever we have it. And I'm so, so excited to be playing with you in this energy field. Thank you, Melissa, so much. I've just been so honored to be here with you today and on this show. I just feel so good. Sharing all of this with you and just being with you again. It's just been such a pleasure and an honor.
It was actually really freaking cute because you wrote to me and like right afterwards I wrote to Christine and I was like, I felt like I was in the presence of like super fame, right? So I'm like, oh my god, Christine, Patty wrote to me, she still like is on my email list, oh my god, she wants to be on my show. I was such a dork.
Oh, I love it so much.
So it was really quite funny. I had to like laugh at myself. Oh. Christine was like, isn't that cool? I'm like, I know. Oh my god, it feels so cool. I feel so cool. So
I felt so cool that you replied right away and said yes. I was like, oh my god, this is so cool. We're so cute. I love that we've just been on this parallel journey, you know, and that just, it just is such a sign that like we're on the right track and that we're doing what we're meant to be doing. Yeah. To like help move. I'm all about like evolution and moving yeah. things forward and moving consciousness forward and helping us to grow and to expand. So it's just been really just such a beautiful experience being here with you.
Is that like a fun and weird conversation? What are some of your like favorite books you've been reading lately?
Oh my gosh. I'm reading like 5 at the same time.
Nice. Right? Yeah.
So I'm reading Age Like a Girl because I am super just really interested. You know, I'm 51 now. I know you said before that.
I will be too, like next week, actually next Monday.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Yeah. Yay. So yeah. I'm reading Age Like a Girl by Dr. Mindy Pels. I'm reading The Sophia Code, which is like blowing my mind. It's like everything, my whole life is making sense through that book. I freaking love it.
I'm gonna check that one out, Sophia Code.
The Sophia Code. Oh my gosh, girl, okay. You're going to love it. I'm also reading another book called Erotic Soul. And I'm rereading another book called Sex Priestess.
Oh, nice. So,
oh, and I'm also reading the Hathor Material.
Oh, Hathor Materials. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Magdalene manuscript. That book very also cool. changed my life and made me realize that I've been an erotic priestess, not only in this lifetime, but for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes before then. And really like my whole life is starting to make sense where like, I think I'm saying like a lot. I just had to just get through the first 50 years of my life and all of those journeys and all of those learning lessons and all of those opportunities and possibilities and all the like crap to really ground into this version of myself now. And it's just been an incredible journey, to be honest.
I love that. I'm always curious what people are reading because it's one way that I gather new insight, right? So I'm like, what are you reading? And I, I have like 5 or 6 on the go at any given time too.
Yeah.
And one of the ones I was just thinking about, if you haven't read this one yet, because sometimes I like most of the stuff I read is quite research oriented. I'm a bit nerdy that way, but there's one called The Wheel of Consent.
Yes.
The Art of Gifting and Receiving. It's a lovely book. If you haven't had a chance.
I haven't read it, but I am familiar with The Wheel of Consent through the Erotic Blueprint.
Yeah.
And it's, oh my gosh, that also blew my mind.
Yeah.
A bit. What was it about? There was, you're probably more familiar with it, but like the, was it giving and receiving? And when you're giving, but really it's about the other person receiving.
Yeah. So there's like four categories in there, but it's great. It's great work. I think if you have, you know, throw another book in there, you're going to love that one. We have about 28 seconds to go, guys. I want to thank you, Patty, for coming on, sharing your wisdom, your beauty, your presence with everybody. And for those of you who were watching and had orgasms, congratulations. Lucky you. And if you didn't, well, come back next time or watch it again. You never know. It's sometimes it's just presence will do it, guys. It doesn't take a lot of effort. So until next week, what are you going to do, guys? You're going to stay tuned in and turned on, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.